Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. We will have continual coverage of the ongoing conflict in Georgia with Russia and U.S.-backed forces. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us coming up in 30 minutes for a short interview, part two of his analysis on what was happening last Friday. Former Wall Street Journal editor who's one of our routine contributors. We're honored to have him. Of course, also former head of the Treasury Department. Policy. He will be joining us. And then we had a heated debate for about an hour a few weeks ago, so I thought we'd have Webster Tarpley back on for a full 2 hours today to analyze what's happening in Russia, to break that down from his perspective, to get into the two political parties and who's controlling them and looking forward into this election. Bill Clinton, of course, scheduled, they announced 2 days ago, to be introducing the vice presidential candidate. That means it's guaranteed, or 99.9%, Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I guess Tarpley will still be telling us that Hillary is going to save us when she's lined up with Obama. Oh, God help us. I like Tarpley, and I think he's right on most things, and he's a smart guy, but they're all bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, even trying to pick sides in the U.S.-Russian conflict with a client state, Georgia, we can't forget that Putin was caught blowing up his own apartment buildings by Moscow police and then by police in another city south of there to blame it on the Chechens as a pretext to invade Chechnya. Now, granted, the U.S. had al-Qaeda in there attacking Russians, and the Russians needed a reason to send in the full military to get popular support for it. After they've been demoralized with what happened in Afghanistan. Now, that was very sick, wasn't it? There I am, playing through the mindset of the Russian war planners. That's how easy you fall into this military thought pattern of, well, we're demoralized, we can't fight back against al-Qaeda, U.S.-backed. Same al-Qaeda that attacked Russia to bring the Russians into Afghanistan in 1980, attacked 6 months before in mid 1979. And so there's the attitude of Putin. I've got to become a strong president. I've got to have a strong Russia. The West is gobbling up all of our satellites. I'm not going to get elected. Look at this alcoholic I work for, Boris Yeltsin. Well, I'll just, an alcoholic who couldn't get out of a chair or talk. That drugged out, probably by Putin. So they blew up four apartment buildings. They got caught planting bombs in another two. Caught, red-handed. FSB, Federal Security Bureau, that's where Putin comes from. It's the former KGB. He was the head of that in Leningrad, Stalingrad, St. Petersburg, whatever the name of it is this week. So we will be going over that for you today. Man, I got a marathon. I'm on with Tex Mars for an hour today after I got off the air taping his radio show. Then I've got other radio interviews tonight. To Raleigh James last night. I'm not whining, but I tell you what, it'd be great to be like one of these national TV hosts where they do it one time, one place, once a day, get it all right, and get it all out, and then you're done. Well, that's why we got the new office center gearing up, the TV show, and then maybe TV network. We are busting our buns to gear up and do that. Though we have such small personnel, it takes time to then grow. Those first few steps of growth are the hardest. And you got to keep people around the office, busy bees. They all work hard, but they get myopically focused in on little tasks and then not onto the greater task. But we are moving forward here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a ton of news. A town in Arkansas has declared martial law. Not kidding. We'll cover that. This is so much today. Stay with us. Oh, the nuclear weapons Russia moved in.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
International Russian Television, Russian Today, reported that Russia was prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons if the United States or NATO attacked any of their forces, repulsing the Georgian/U.S./Israeli sneak attack. I've done an analysis of the Georgian leadership, and basically the entire leadership is made up of Israeli or slash NATO slash British government operatives. The Minister of Defense and the Foreign Minister are both Israeli Mossad former defense officers themselves. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this. A bunch of the other top echelon are openly former officers in the NATO structure. Many of them aren't even from Georgia. Basically, it's just they don't even bother to have anybody from Georgia but Mikhail Shashvili. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, Democracy Now! Had an Air Force weapons expert on going into the fact that Russia clearly rolled nukes, tactical nukes, into Georgian space, menacing any U.S. retaliatory action. McCain, the neocons, are all threatening how they want war, military action against Russia. There's nothing more pathetic than William Kristol, that little demonic dwarf, shooting his mouth off about nuclear war every 5 minutes. It's just incredible. Here's some bad news for everybody that I want to go ahead and cover first, though. Ron Paul's wife in serious condition in hospital, Associated Press. This has been out for 15 hours, and I just now learned of it and scanned through the Patriot sites this morning and didn't see anybody covering it. We're getting it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul's wife is in serious condition in hospital. The wife of Republican Representative Ron Paul was in serious but stable condition Monday night at a hospital, a spokesman for the congressman said. Carol Paul was in critical care, but at an unidentified hospital, spokesman Jesse Benton said in a statement. Benton would not disclose why Carol Paul was admitted to the hospital Monday, only saying she has had several abdominal surgeries. So it could be anything, endometriosis, it could be, anything in her intestines, in her uterus. You have no idea what it could be. Paul appreciates the outpouring of concern and good wishes during this difficult time, Benton said. A Texas congressman from Lake Jackson, Ron Paul, was a Libertarian Party nominee for president in 88 and ran unsuccessfully for the 2008 GOP presidential nomination. His campaign, which was a sensation on the Internet, drew support from Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So she is in the hospital in Houston, and it could be anything. So we will continue to give you any developments on that as they unfold. Carol Paul in critical, in serious but stable condition. In serious but stable condition. Okay. Before I get into Russia, and is there a ceasefire? Are the Russians ceasing military operations? They're... President had said they had about 8 hours ago, but there's still reports of the Georgians firing at the Russians. That's what they do. They continue to fire and then say, they've done this for the last 4 days, and then say, oh my God, Russia's attacking us for no reason. CNN, BBC, we have mainstream reports on this, have all been caught showing images since Friday morning of self-propelled rocket arrays, tanks, attacking Ossetia from the Georgian side, attacking the Russian enclave, and then they put it on the news. And I noticed this Friday, and frankly, I bought it. I mean, I get conned. I make mistakes. I mean, to realize the media is that deceptive, lies that much, is really hard to come to grips with and hard to deal with. I mean, I knew that it was an enclave, Russian enclave. I knew that Georgia had been building up with U.S., Israeli, and NATO support. I was aware of all of that, but as we started reporting at about 11:24 here on the show Friday, when it finally hit our news, it was overshadowed by the Olympics. When it finally hit, I went on to CNN and the rest of it, and the headlines were, Georgian president says Russia attacking it. And then I turned on the video reports on the television and on the Internet, streaming from CNN and Fox, and it showed Ossetia vehicles. I've now had time to go look at the insignias, blow them up. It's confirmed. I didn't just believe the Russian media. I went and blew it up and looked at it last night and this morning. And it is confirmed that they were showing Georgian military attacking civilians with rockets and artillery and saying the Russians were doing it. I mean, I know the media lies. I know they feed us a steady diet of pure bull, but can you almost even blame the public when there's just pure lies and distortions coming out of the controlled corporate press on key issues? On key events, it's almost total lies. On other events, it might be half-truth or 90% truth or just spin. Or there's a lot of news that isn't completely controlled, that's mainstream, that comes out that tells the truth, like cops taser young man 19 times, and you can judge what you think of that. So we look at multiple sources, and that's how we use mainstream and alternative media. Do we get everything right? No. We get it more often right than wrong. In fact, about 95% of the time we get it right. And then and in hindsight, we always get it right as we analyze things. But that was the level of deception. I was on the air Friday saying, it's showing Russian tanks and Russian artillery pieces and missile systems firing, because that's what CNN was saying. And I, I, I noticed it was always faraway shots. They knew. They lied. That's what they do. Now, within minutes, we got it straight and said, now, wait a minute. This says in the bottom of all these stories that Georgia attacked Ossetia in a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday morning. And then we pointed out there had been a 30-plus, 30 times buildup in their military. Then we pointed out that they had cut the water off to Ossetia a month before and had already been taking pot shots at their police. Now the media is trying to spin it. The mainstream media has been caught lying about Russia attacking Georgia premeditatedly, total lie. And so now they're spinning it saying, well, Russia did provocative things with their peacekeepers in the weeks before. Those peacekeepers had UN troops commanding them, watching everything they did and ordering them, it's now come out, to not fire back at Georgians when they'd been taking pot shots at them and shooting them. So that's a lie. We went and did the research there. You know, when something breaks live at the moment, you know, it may take us 30 minutes to figure out CNN and Fox and everybody in BBC are lying. And then, wait a minute, it's really Georgia that's attacking Russia, a Russian province, basically, enclave. And then it took us days to figure out that it was basically Israeli-run, predominantly, with NATO backing. And the world's a big, complex place. It's just incredibly deceptive. Just layer after layer after layer of lies. Now, let's shift gears. This is huge news. I want to play this audio of 2 weeks ago, John McCain saying we need an Iraq-style surge in the United States. And then that dovetails with the governor of Illinois saying he wants martial law and the National Guard to do gun confiscation, and they now are doing that in areas of Illinois. Then it dovetails with CNN reporting in a positive way, like it's no big deal. Martial law, you can't leave your house even during the day. And we're going to play that clip for you. Yes, we're not joking. It's happening. Here we go.
We know that there are some cities in America where the murder rate is gone way, way up. And obviously we need to do the obvious. We might look at what Rudy Giuliani did in New York City when he became mayor of that city. He turned it into a city that really none of us were comfortable in walking through the streets to one that's basically safe. And some of those tactics, very frankly, you mentioned the war in Iraq, are somewhat like that we use in the military. You go into neighborhoods, you clamp down, you provide a secure environment for the people that live there, and you make sure that the known criminals are kept under control, and you provide them with a stable environment, and then they cooperate with law enforcement.
Okay, so, and that's what Clinton proposed when he said we're going to have gun sweeps in the inner cities. They set the precedent there, checkpoints from San Diego to Dallas, Texas. They just randomly shut down even nice neighborhoods. It's wrong to do it to poor folks, but nice areas, you just pull up and like, what's going on, officers? Oh, just a security check, please, ID, registration. And they just phase it in. They just implement it. And that's now what is beginning to unfold. Let's go ahead and start this clip now, then we'll come back and play the rest of it after the break. This is in the United States.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now,
stop it there. That was the police chief. We're going to back it up and come back and play it. You're not allowed to leave your home during the day. You understand? Oh, it's the drug dealers. I looked up the numbers. They've had two shootings in the last few months in the town. Drug heads shooting each other. The government ships in that heroin and cocaine, Mac, and then your people sit there and gobble it up and then get crazed and start killing each other for more money. Plus, the economy's falling apart. You think the government's going to stop shipping that stuff in? No matter the age, no matter the time, you don't leave your house, and it shows the police are there arresting whoever they want, and they say it's totally selective. They decide they're God. This is the new America. Bottom Line. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 12, 2008. Gold opened at $824.90. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $849.56, $418.65 for half ounce, and $209.33 for quarter ounce. That's $849.56, $418.65, and $209.33.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Roy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
What did I tell you a decade ago? What did I tell you 9 years ago? 8 years ago, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What did I say? What did I break down? How did I know? Because they have had the CIA and the Army infiltrate every major city and pay police chiefs giant suitcases full of cash. I have gone and interviewed the police chiefs. We have had an intelligence takeover operation similar to what the U.S. government did in Georgia, what they did in Iraq in the 60s and 70s, what they did with our bins in Guatemala. They come in and for years quietly infiltrate, start finding out who's friendly in certain cities and towns, coming in with federal training, secret martial law training. They start coming in with cash, corrupting and compromising the police and sheriffs. Okay? I'll never forget going to the SWAT team commander in Travis County because his guys had been basically threatening me to watch myself at county commissioners because the county commissioners were scared of me and people that were coming down there every week when they were seizing people's children for no reason. And I mean no reason. Three tardies a class, they were grabbing them. And I went down there and I told them, stop your criminal activity. And the SWAT team guy came in there and sat down beside me and started bumping his shoulder into me. There's video of that on the web. And I said, you better watch it, buddy. And then they had cameras because the SWAT team was in the building across the street. And they had, you know, dialed into the security cameras. And Lieutenant Beck, who was a nice, you know, Marine Corps veteran, Vietnam, nice fella, said, why don't you come over and talk to me? He wasn't playing good cop. He was for real. And he said, Alex, this is all crazy. There's not Delta Force. There's not martial law. We all listen to your radio show. We got your videos. We've seen the Oklahoma City video. That's a little suspicious. Yeah, but we're patriots. None of that's going to happen. Just please stop screaming at the commissioners. It's scaring. And I said, you mark my words. You will be approached by Delta Force and the CIA within the year. They've already gone to at least 77 counties, and I started giving him the documents, the secret documents that we'd gotten. It's all on video. The idiot FBI gave us secret documents at a roadside checkpoint with the Army instead of the ones that were for the media, morons. But the point, that's all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But that's the kind of stuff that slips into our hands. And he laughed at me. He called me 6 months later going, can you come by here? And he goes, look, Delta Force's card. They came by and said everything you said. I'm not going to tell you what else they said, but it's the same stuff that happened with the police chief in San Antonio. How do you know about this? Who do you work for? And I said, I work for America. I work for the Bill of Rights. This stuff all just, we just discovered all this 11 years ago. I was on air making fun of people about black helicopters. And so I told you, it's going to be checkpoints. It's going to be police asking you questions. I was at the shopping mall yesterday. I go to the shopping mall about twice a year because I lost my sunglasses. They got a Ray-Ban shop in there. I go in there. I walk down at one sunglass hut. They don't have it. I go to another sunglass hut. I walk back by the cop, and I had this feeling. I said, he's going to say something to me. And I just was walking. And he goes, Alex, aren't you supposed to be on the radio? And I looked at him smiling like it was kind of a joke, and the guy looked at me serious, and I just said, just getting sunglasses. You know, answered his question so I could leave in America. I thought the guy was joking, but he was looking at me real serious. I mean, this is bizarre. An Austin cop asking me why I'm at a shopping mall. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, they tried to bribe Ale Philippus with a, quote, suitcase full of $100 bills. When he said no, they went to the sheriff, the fire chief, everybody else trying to buy him off. City council people took money. It was reported in the Associated Press. That is infiltration. That is criminal. And I would tell people, folks, the military is infiltrating our society. Then they built the emergency management centers in every town. Then they brought in CIA and National Guard. Now they bivouac National Guard in major county emergency management areas in every major county and in rural areas in 5 and 4 and 3 county areas where the National Guard, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department are all in one command center being federalized. And then they announce in Illinois, oh, we're going to have the National Guard help confiscate guns, fight crime. They're having knock and talk from Oakland, California to Washington, D.C. to Dallas, Texas to Tucson, Arizona for 5 years, now accelerating under federal funds. Hundreds of cities where they come to your door and say, do you have any legal guns? Mind if I come in and look at them? This is martial law. This is the incremental turning martial law on. So I'm going to come back, play the 3-minute CNN newscast, talk about it a bit, and then get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on that, and then, of course, what's happening in Russia, then Webster Tarpley's joining us. But we know what's going on, okay? We know what's happening. We have been infiltrated. This is criminal. They've done this in third world countries over and over again. They put in the MIT-designed cameras, the tracking systems. This is a military grid. NORTHCOM is in control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be with us for the next 25 minutes or so. Very appreciative of his time with us. Former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, father of Reaganomics, syndicated columnist, best-selling author. His new book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Second edition is out in better bookstores everywhere. But I wanted to get him on about the Russia-Georgia situation first. And I do have mainstream news reporting and other top military experts reporting they believe Russia did move nukes in. Russia has said they will use nukes if the U.S. hits them with even conventional weapons. So I want to get his take on that, and we're going to be playing a clip. But first, the martial law clip from CNN. This is from Infowars.net. Steve Watson did a story on it last night. Martial law declared in Arkansas town. That's in Arkansas. 24-hour lockdown in effect, residents not allowed to leave their homes. Areas of the town in Arkansas have been placed under 24-hour nonstop curfew described by the mayor as almost akin to martial law. The lockdown issued after a spat of robberies, home invasions, and shootings applies to everyone in Helena, West Helena. That's in the region known as Arkansas, in Arkansas, no matter what age or what time of day it is. Mayor James Valley indicated that the curfew could be extended indefinitely. Now, this is during the day. This is during the night. Everyone has stopped at checkpoints. They've had two shootings and a few rapes and, quote, people loitering. Instead of just having real investigations and going after the criminals as society unravels, and, of course, the economy's dead there, so there's robberies, people wanting money for food. Well, here it is, because I want to get Dr. Roberts' take on this. He's written a lot about the police state. Here it is.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now, 2nd Street and several streets surrounding it will look just like this. And if you're caught outside without a good enough excuse,
it's zero tolerance. They're going to jail.
An idea that's fined by Martha Coleman.
You never know where a bullet is going to go. You never know who house is going to hit, what person is going to hit. And, you know, sleeping on the floor because you don't know where a bullet is going to, you know, go to. It might come in my house. It might come in my neighbor's house. So I commend the Helena, West Helena Police Department.
But others say instead of addressing the problem,
it's just going to make it worse.
And some say instead of home sweet home, the past 24 hours,
it's been like jail. Jail. You can't come out your own home. You can't go to the store without getting stopped by the police and questioned and harassed.
While Richard Robinson applauds the city's efforts,
I think the idea is good to stop the crime, but I think the way that the police department is handling the situation is all wrong. When the police come by and tell you when you own your own property or not, that you cannot come outside, I think that's martial law and that can only be inflicted by the National Guard. That's my opinion on it.
But after several rapes, robberies, and shootings, Mayor James Valley says he's exhausted all the possibilities, and he says this is the best move to turn around what some are calling a very rough area.
This turf belongs to the taxpaying citizens, not to the drug dealers and the hustlers. And we're going to pop them in the head.
Yeah, we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine in our streets since the drug war began. Most people in prison of any nation in the world. Mexican paramilitary troops kill cops on a weekly basis here in Texas. It's hardly in the news. Real crises go on everywhere. But in this town, they have checkpoints. You're not allowed to leave your house during the day, even be in your front yard. This is martial law. No nation is this tyrannical. No nation, I mean, even in Malaysia, when they have martial law in the past, it's only at night and during certain emergency times, and that's decried by the world. But here, the FBI is saying they want random checkpoints on the streets of America. The National Guard, according to NBC News, is being used for gun confiscations in Illinois, not just Chicago. We played that for you 2 weeks ago. Dr. Roberts, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know the whole situation there, but what this indicates to me is we see how the government in Washington could use the sort of economic dislocations that we might be headed toward and the resulting crime that comes out of that to impose the same thing on the entire country. So I think on the whole that you can't give these kinds of orders to people in a free society. And it has to be their judge whether they're willing to take the risk to go out in the event that there's crime in the streets or whether they need to go out for a reason, any a number of legitimate reasons. I don't think that you can tell people that in order to make you safe, we're going to imprison you in your home. The notion that we're made safe by the government taking away our civil liberties, which is the Bush regime's line, or this mayor's line, that we'll make you safe by keeping everybody in their home so the bad guys can't leave to come bother you. I don't think that this is consistent with the free society.
Well, they say that it's completely selectively enforced. They decide, they say it's day and night. The police arbitrarily are now God and decide if you can leave or come or go to work or do it, you know, instead of doing original police work and going after criminals. This is just turning everyone into prisoners. And this is the most extreme form of martial law, saying don't leave your house. This is incredible.
Well, I agree. It's incredible. It's probably being applied in the areas most subject to crime and violence. And that's probably why it's selective into the mayor who sees a problem and doesn't know what to do with it. It might seem like, you know, a logical thing to do. But if he were to be guided and step and think a step or two further, he would see that this is not a good thing. It's not consistent with a free society, and I'm not even sure he has this type of authority. I don't really know if he does or not, but I certainly don't think it's a good development.
Well, imagine driving through this town, what it must be like. But this is happening everywhere. You know, I reported a year and a half before it was in mainstream news that at that time, 13,000 preachers, it's now 26,000, had covertly been hired by FEMA to prepare and give sermons, not telling their flock that were government written about handing guns in, going to FEMA camps, submitting to government, Romans 13. Now it's been in the mainstream news for the last year. We first broke this 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. But this is a large program going on all over the place. You look at PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. You look at all of this. It states martial law. It states the president is basically a dictator. And now we have these gun knock-and-talk programs going on everywhere. There's no doubt this is a larger concerted atmosphere and a spirit of tyranny, Dr. Roberts.
Well, I think I've written a lot about that and agree with you. I'm not sure this particular mayor is part of that. He may be a part of it by osmosis, just having picked up on these kinds of things.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a federal program. This is some local thing where apparently times are hard and they don't know how to cope with it and are making a mistake. But you're right. The real danger is federal because a mayor, that's local. That's a localized thing. When they do it nationally, it's a different kettle of fish.
All right, let's shift gears into Russia. You were last on with us Friday. You wrote a big editorial Sunday. You were kind enough to share a list that we read part of on air before it was even released Monday. More has developed, and we've now found out that the minister, the head defense minister and the foreign minister, are both former Israeli military officers and admittedly Mossad. The rest of the government is NATO and Ukrainian and U.S. It appears the only major person in their government who is Georgian is Mikhail Shesvili or Shesvili. They've now, Russian TV is reporting they have captured U.S. trainers, mercenaries, and they've also reported that Russians did menace the U.S. with tactical nuclear weapons. If you're not aware of that, I can play the report. But give us your basic breakdown of what's happened with Russia and Georgia.
Well, what happened in Georgia is the National Endowment for Democracy, a neocon taxpayer, American taxpayer-funded organization, went in there with American taxpayers' money, went into Georgia, rigged elections, bought elections, created an American puppet state. And this is part of the neocon strategy of encircling Russia and putting buffers between Russia and the Middle East so that their influence there is precluded. And I'm almost certain that this attack on the south of Ossetia by the Georgians was engineered by Cheney. It seems to me the purpose of this is to hasten Georgia's admission into NATO. Apparently, we wanted them in, and the European members sort of delayed it. So I think this is to say, look, the Russian aggressors, poor Georgia. If only they had been members of NATO, Russia never would have done this. I mean, I think that's what it is. And they want to completely capture this puppet state by sticking it in to NATO. And I think that's what's behind all this. the hypocrisy, of course, of the Bush regime is extraordinary. They're, again, lying through their teeth. I mean, how do we know they're lying? Their lips are moving, right? Lying through the teeth that Russia invaded, and this is not the facts, the Georgians, after giving assurances that they would never do this, just very recently, pulled off this sneak attack. Clearly, there were American forces there training the Georgians, probably directing it. And now we are trying to get the whole world with our propaganda and disinformation riled up about the Russians. This is another false flag operation run by the neoconservatives. Now, the Russians, it's very interesting, in today's Pravda online, there's an article. It's titled is Bush, Why Don't You Shut Up? And then it says, I'm going to read the opening and closing paragraph. Taking the words of the illustrious King of Spain in his embellic retort to President Hugo Chavez, we use them not as a response to a diatribe, but rather a just retort to an imbecile President George W. Bush. Why don't you shut up? And this is now how it concludes. President Bush, why don't you shut up? Do you really think anyone gives any importance whatsoever to your words after 8 years of your criminal and murderous regime and policies? Do you really believe you have any moral ground whatsoever? And do you really imagine there is a single human being anywhere on this planet who does not stick up his middle finger every time you appear on a TV screen? Do you really believe you have the right to give any opinion or advice after Abu Ghraib, after Guantanamo, after the massacres of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi citizens, after the torture by CIA operatives? Kind of difficult, huh? So that's what the Russian press thinks of it all.
Dr. Roberts, that was my next question. I have Bush's quotes here. And I could read them all, or I could paraphrase. He gave a press conference this morning. Everybody's probably already seen it or heard it. We can play the clip. Yeah. But he said, Russia has engaged in aggression. They've invaded a sovereign nation. This is criminal. This is horrible. What did he do in Afghanistan and Iraq? I mean, and they...
Right, and what is he preparing to do in Iran and Lebanon? That's what I'm saying. The hypocrisy of the administration is astonishing, and that's what this article in today's Pravda in Moscow is pointing out. And you show that you can see the total disdain for President Bush on the part of the Russian press. Now, what I think is that the Russians being are far more reasonable people than the Bush administration, may be suckered in by the European members of NATO into ending this and pulling out, in which case the Russians will be further betrayed. The next step will be to put Georgia into NATO and then station NATO troops there. And then they will ethnically cleanse the Russians out of the two disputed provinces.
Just as they did whenever they brought in the Muslims to attack the Serbs in Kosovo, then they took it, then they said, don't worry, we're not going to break it off, and they did that last year.
Right, right. Now, you see, Americans being basically unaware and gullible people, my understanding is that this disputed area, or both disputed areas, were originally part of Russia, and that Joseph Stalin, when he was a dictator of the Soviet Union, wanted to put parts of them into Georgia, and he just did it.
Because he was from Central Georgia.
He was from Georgia, yeah.
He was from Georgia, and speaking of the devil, he was the editor of Pravda.
Exactly, and at the time, Georgia was part of the Soviet Union, and actually had been part of of the Russian Empire for centuries.
Yes, Abkhazia and Ossetia have always been part of Russia.
Yeah, and so it was the Georgian Stalin who became dictator of the Soviet Union in the 20th century. He broke off a piece of the Russian Republic of Ossetia and stuck it into Georgia, and I think he may have also taken that other disputed part on the west part of Georgia that has Black Sea.
No, he did. You're right. I saw that in the history books, yeah.
So if that's the case, then these are historic. In fact, apparently the people in these places are largely Russian, and apparently you can have Russian passports. So.
Yeah, 90%+. Well, you're absolutely right, and they were snuck attacked by the Georgians, U.S.-backed. Now, when we come back, I want to get your take on the Israeli connection here with their defense minister of Georgia and their foreign minister being openly Israelis, not even Georgians. Stay with us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll also talk about the nukes that Russia reportedly moved in when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Best-selling book is now out in the second edition, massively expanded. You want to understand the police state, destruction of rule of law, the court system, and much more? You want to get his book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can go to Counterpunch and so many other countless sites, as well as newspapers that carry his weekly editorials. He is our guest for this segment and the next, and Webster Tarpley joins us. Shifting gears on the Russian subject into nukes, there was a major report Well, there was a whole bunch of different reports that were in the Russian press, too many to mention. We have some of those clips we're going to play later with Tarpley. But Colonel Sam Gardner, highly respected weapons expert and Air Force tactics expert, if the U.S. attacks Russia, Russia will use nuclear weapons. This is him on Democracy Now! Last night. I want to play a couple of minutes of this where she's asking him, could this lead to World War III? Now, the neocons have been saying that. Crystal has been saying how great it is, and let's have a confrontation with him. Here he is talking about how they clearly moved in two nuclear-tipped missiles. Here it is.
Do we have anything to fear along those lines?
Absolutely. Let me just say that if you were to rate how serious the strategic situations have been in the past few years, this would be above Iraq, this would be above Afghanistan, and this would be above Iran. Little notice to Americans, the Russians learned at the end of the first Gulf War that they didn't think they could deal with the United States, given the value and the quality of American precision conventional weapons. The Russians put into their doctrine a statement and have broadcast it very loudly that if the United States were to use precision conventional weapons against Russian troops, the Russians would be forced to respond with tactical nuclear weapons. They continue to state this. They practice this in their exercise. They've even had exercises that very closely paralleled what went on in Ossetia, where there was an independence movement. They intervened conventionally to put down the independence movement. The United States and NATO responds with conventional airstrikes. They then respond with tactical nuclear weapons.
Okay, stop right there. Now, again, she asked the question, we started the clip a bit late, she asked the question, is there a threat of nuclear war? We've seen that in some Russian press. And then he says yes, and then he talks about how they did move in nuclear-tipped missiles, clearly from intelligence, because they weren't for conventional use. It was only two that had the configuration to be tactical, smaller nukes. And then he talks about the U.S. didn't expect this and basically backed off, and that they didn't think Russia would do this because they handed over Kosovo. Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the nuclear weapons use. So I don't think the Russians would need that in Georgia because the United States is not capable of sending enough troops to Georgia to confront the Russian army. We just don't, first of all, we don't have any troops. They're all mired down in Iraq and Afghanistan, and second, we would have enormous supply problems that the Russians wouldn't have since it's their borders.
I think he was talking about air attacks on a NATO basis.
Well, if we attack Russia, I think Russia will go instantly on full nuclear alert. It won't be we won't be worried about tactical nukes in Georgia. We'll have to be worried about New York and Boston and Washington and L.A. and Chicago. And if the United States government is this insane, then they need to be dragged out quickly. We have to just drag them out of their offices and get rid of them, because if they're actually going to attack Russia, then they're going to bring on the end of the world.
I mean, stay there. I want to hear, because William Crystal's running around saying do just that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.